All right, welcome everyone to the Chaos Podcast. We're actually bringing it back. Hey, we got Dan the Man here. We got Mongo Santino.
What's up, guys? What's on?
And we're just, oh, Robbie Phoenix just walked in. Why don't you go ahead and close the prison door at the dojo? Prison door is being closed. Hey, Dan, why don't you turn that radio off? We're doing the podcast right now of actually trying to get the podcast down and together. So that door's opening up again on us, huh? Yeah, just go ahead and turn the switch off. All right, so Mongo, what are we doing today?
We're trying to upload our podcast to iTunes.
You're trying to upload the podcast to iTunes. You're listening to it right now on the Podomatic, the Chaos, the Lucha Libre podcast. And we're just trying to figure out, because what we want to do is, well, we got Kukui's in here. Robbie's got a hammer in his hand.
Just in case the Kukui's come in, I gotta hit him.
He's gonna hit him over the head. I think you're thinking of the Chupacabra, because the Kukui, what are you gonna do with it?
That's true.
Isn't it a ghost?
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah, but we're having a problem trying to figure out. We want to buy the bandwidth on GoDaddy, but we're trying to figure out what our player would be. I thought about calling GQ Money, Ryan Katz, and seeing if he can give us a hand on that. What do you think, Mongo?
I would say go for it.
Oh, you think he's the man or what?
Sometimes. Sometimes he comes up with some good ideas.
Yeah, he does. Well, we're actually trying to do the podcast, trying to actually be more consistent, do something of, I don't know, I guess weekly, maybe two times a week, just to something to be consistent, to let everybody know what we got going on here at the Santino Brothers Wrestling Academy, maybe some of our thoughts. Mongo, did you watch CM Punk shock the wrestling world this week or the last couple of weeks?
Hey, no, I did not watch any wrestling this week.
Hey, Robbie Phoenix, did you watch CM Punk shock the wrestling world the last couple of weeks?
Nope, I heard about it, but didn't watch it.
Well, anyways, I was marking out watching it, watching him shock.
Did you watch the whole thing or did you just watch the match?
You know what? To be honest, I actually did.
You watched the whole thing?
No, I watched just the.
Just the match?
No, because you know what Vince McMahon says. A promo is a match, right? And I think that's what he really means when he takes the wrestling out, is that more people were talking about a promo than anything else,
right?
Yeah, right? And at the end of the day, everyone criticized him for taking out wrestling of his company, but at the end of the day, no one was talking about a wrestling match, were they?
No, they're just talking about the
what happened. When you cut a promo like that, everyone is going to talk about that. That's controversy.
What do you mean controversy?
Yeah, when he cuts a promo like that where it's a shoot, it's, you know, people are going to watch that. Everyone's going to, oh, this is real. Every fan wants to be in the know. So to them, that was real.
But I guess what I'm just trying to say is that it actually wasn't wrestling that got everybody talking.
No, exactly. But
and it wasn't wrestling that got everybody geeked out.
True.
Right?
True. No, it's true. Yeah, it wasn't wrestling. But I'm saying when you cut promos like that, everyone's going to want to know what happened.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to figure out what the man at the top of the mountain's doing when he's taking wrestling out of the whole thing. And in my eyes, it kind of opened up, and I was like, whoa, it wasn't a wrestling match that everyone was talking about. So
exactly, but after a while, if you keep cutting those promos, people are going to stop watching. Because like now, they're just watching people talk.
Well, but everyone's waiting to see where they're going to go from here, huh?
True. That's where he's smart.
So,
that's
yeah.
That's where he's smart.
And so, I remember when he was at the Inoki Dojo and we were doing those wrestling shows with Dave Marquez. There's a lot of good guys down there. I remember Samoa Joe, maybe Mike Bell was down there. I think his brother was also down there. It's a long time ago right here in Santa Monica, California.
Yeah,
so, wow, he's come a long way. You know, good to him. Kudos to him, man.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mongo?
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure it was an easy road just trying to get where he's at today. You know, a lot of battles in the ring, out of the ring, and, you know, it looks like it's paid off. Sometimes you got to rattle the cage a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of people are at the edge of their seat and really want to see what's going to happen next because what happened? He beat John Cena for the belt and left with the belt, huh? So we'll kind of see what happens from here. If anyone wants to live their dream of being a professional wrestler.
Speaking of it,
we're here at the Santino Brothers Wrestling Academy getting ready for the Los Luchas training tonight here on Tuesday night. And man, they have an excellent training program. Mongo, you want to tell the podcast listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, they get in here, they do their exercises, you know, their cardio conditioning, getting the guys warmed up, and then they get into some lucha libre action. It's high intensity, high impact, and if you ever doubt yourself, man, these guys are actually they'll change your train of thought of saying, if you're a big man, I can't do flips, I can't do back flips, I can't run on the rope or walk on the ropes, and these guys will teach you how to do all that high flying, and you know, it's a very different style, you know, real traditional. I would say it's a hybrid, you know, they use old traditional lucha libre and hybrid it with some high flying of their own and put it together, and you know, you got Los Luchas training right there.
Yeah, definitely, you definitely get a treat when you train in here. We got Dan. Dan, why don't you come on over here? Dan's gonna get his go. He's been training with me and Robbie here for about, how many weeks, Robbie?
How many weeks? I'd say he's coming up on 2 months right now.
2 months, so about 8 weeks now he's been training with us. He's been give or take at least doing at least two times a week. And this is a guy who is looks a little just not comfortable moving his body around in professional wrestling, and he's come a long way in the last 8 weeks, and he's going to give it a shot tonight to train with Phoenix Starr and Zokray. What are your thoughts, Dan?
Just going to get through and just not think about anything. I think just...
Just going to keep an open mind? Don't be shy, because if you want to be a professional wrestler, you're going to have to get used to talking,
yep.
You know? Do you have a Facebook where people can find you?
Yes, I do.
Let them know.
I'm Daniel Arnales, Facebook, I know.
All right, cool. So yeah, check them out. Hey, Dan, how old are you?
I'm 16.
16 years old. How tall are you and how much you weigh?
I'm 6'2 and 230.
6'2, 230 pounds.
Must be nice.
Yeah, right? It must be nice. So, yeah, don't you got to break you out of your shell. You're a little shy right now, so... but don't be prepared, because you know when you train here at Santino Brothers Wrestling, we're going to put you on the spot a lot of the times.
Exactly.
And make you cut promos. So do your homework, start watching a lot, watch a lot of movies, get a good catchphrase maybe, but more so tell a story. As Adam Corolla says, paint a picture with your tongue. All right, so I think it's pretty much winding down, huh, Mongo?
Yeah.
So, thank you guys for tuning into the podcast. So, we're going to go ahead and do this. I don't know if we're going to do it weekly, maybe two times a week, maybe three times a week. But we're just going to get it figured out, get this bandwidth figured out, see what's our bang for our buck. Because I guess our most important thing is storage and bandwidth, huh, Mongo?
Right. Yeah. Something to hold us, because we're going past the normal Joe, so we'll see what's up.
All right, well, there you have it. Go ahead and check out the website, www.santinobrothers.net. Check out Daniel Arnales on Facebook. And you can always find me, Robbie, and Mongo on the website. Send us a message. Send a message on the website, and they'll get to one of us. So go ahead and check us out. Talk to you soon.